This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet the NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today flagged off the battlefield surveillance system Sanjay in New Delhi. This surveillance system will enhance battlefield transparency and transform the future battlefield as it is equipped with state-of-the-art sensors and cutting-edge analytics. It will be inducted in the Indian Army in 3 phases starting from March this year. Sanjay has been indigenously and jointly developed by the Indian Army and Bharat Electronics Limited. It will be the key attraction during the upcoming Republic Day parade on Kartavya Path. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 2-day visit to China from Sunday for a meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Foreign Secretary will be meeting his counterpart, the Vice Minister in China, where all issues of bilateral interest will be discussed. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has underscored that India is not only deeply committed to water conservation, but is also driving a transformative revolution in this critical sector. Delivering the keynote address at the India Pavilion at the World Economic Forum 2025 in Davos, Mr. Patil said that through large-scale efforts, the nation has significantly strengthened its water resources, setting a global benchmark for sustainable water management. Akashvani and Doordarshan are fully geared up for the live coverage of the 76th Republic Day Parade from Kartavya Path on the 26th of January. The live coverage will be broadcast and telecast across the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan along with the Waves OTT platform. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. Our correspondent reports, senior BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is scheduled to address a public rally in Baljeet Nagar of Patel Nagar constituency this evening. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today held a rally in Mangolpuri. Later, he is scheduled to hold public meetings in New Delhi and Dwarka constituencies. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will conduct road shows in Najafgarh, Uttam Nagar and Dwarka constituencies. The senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to hold a mega rally in Madipur. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today highlighted that biometric authentication is a promising innovation that not only minimizes impersonation and multiple voting, but also ensures that votes cast belong to the rightful owner. He made these remarks while delivering the valedictory address at the concluding session of the 2-day international conference organized by the Election Commission of India in New Delhi.
As we turn our focus today to the future of elections, we are not merely engaging in an intellectual exploration, but assuming a collective responsibility to shape the destiny of electoral democracies worldwide. This is no gracious gesture, but an honest duty of all of us. That's our core duty to maintain the fairness, transparency and accessibility, inclusivity in the elections without inducement.
Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended week's last trading session with losses, snapping its 2-day gaining streak. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 330 points or 0.43% to close at 76,190. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 fell 113 points, almost 0.5%, to settle at 23,092. In Australian Open tennis, second seed German Alexander Zverev has advanced to the men's singles final after 7th seed Novak Djokovic retired during the semi-final match at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.